Welcome to Florida Man, world's worst superhero. We are your hosts, James Kaiser
and Ryan Prue. In this episode, we discuss the Florida Man birthday challenge, and we talk about the possibility of a Massachusetts man. But remember, what happens in Florida stays in Florida.
But first, let's hear some of our favorites. Florida man arrested for attempting to barbecue child molesters. So this man, Jorge Porto Sierra, was planning to barbecue the child molesters and kill them all, he says. He was charged with 4 counts of attempted premeditated murder, of course. But this begs the question, Ryan, is this moral? He meant well. He was trying to kill evil people, but is this right?
I don't think this was the right way to go about it. I think probably going to the proper authorities first would have been the right decision.
I agree with you there, but let us know what you think. Feel free to write in. Porto Sierra is from Osceola County, which is known for having a lot of sex offenders, so I guess he had plenty of targets to choose from. He found 2 of them inside a car, and he poured gasoline into the car, and I can assume only tried to light a match to set it on fire. However, the driver fled before that could happen.
Next up, we have drunk, shirtless Florida man arrested after punching a woman in the head and going door to door picking fights. You gotta know what was going through his head at this point. According to Pensacola News Journal, the 32-year-old Christopher Doyle Norman was arrested on October 30th, 2018, for multiple offenses, including a home invasion, battery, burglary, larceny, and criminal mischief. So this is a very interesting story. First of all, when he goes to a trailer park, and he approaches a woman who's sitting outside of her mobile home, and just straight up punches her in the side of the head. No rhyme or reason. Next, he goes to the next neighbor's house, and he tries to open the door but falls through it, which causes the resident to pick up a hammer and order him to leave. So he eventually leaves the trailer park, but not before yelling that he would, quote, come back and burn the trailer down. Once he's done with the trailer park, though, he goes to a nearby apartment complex. And at the apartment complex, he knocks on a lot of people's doors and dared residents to straight up just fight him, basically. So one of the residents understandably shut their door in Norman's face and locked it. This prompted the 32-year-old man to ram his shoulder into the door, which caused damage to the door and the frame. He then finds an apartment door which is unlocked and lets himself in. He finds 2 men inside and screams at them to try to fight him. He chases the men around a table in the apartment and even threw a lamp at one of them when he couldn't catch them. Luckily, the lamp missed. Most likely hungry from running all around, Norman grabs a slice of pizza from the apartment and then chased one of the men into the bedroom. Then the men try to escape Norman by running outside, but he follows them and chases them around the apartment complex. However, Norman's drunken rampage ends when he runs into a chain link fence, knocks it down, and then passes out on top of it. Police arrived on the scene a short while later to find Norman unresponsive and also appeared to be intoxicated. As they handcuffed him, he made vague threats against the officers. James, what's your opinion on all of this?
Just, wow. There is so much to unpack in that story. I mean, just imagine you're just chilling on your porch, minding your own business, and a man comes up to you and just socks you in the face. I mean, what do you even do?
I don't even know.
And my favorite part of this entire story is that in the middle of all the chaos, he grabs the slice of pizza and starts eating it for a little bit more energy, a bit more sustenance. I just think that's great. It's classic Florida man right there.
Of course. And Norman was being held in Escambia County Jail on a $262,000 bond.
Our last story in the segment is this. Armless Florida man arrested for stabbing tourist with scissors. So this man, Jonathan Crenshaw, claims that he was punched by his victim for no reason. However, the victim claims that he was asking for directions when Crenshaw stabbed him for no reason. So what becomes very interesting about this story is that this armless Florida man, Crenshaw, is actually a well-known artist in the area. He's well-known in Miami for drawing crowds by painting with only his feet. It's very impressive, actually. So, Ryan, I actually did some more digging on this guy. I found an interview with him.
Oh, wow.
and he's a very interesting person, to say the least. Here's him talking about his childhood. Quote, "I was born with sharp teeth. When I was 5 years old, the government drilled them in half." He later says that he was stabbed to death twice, but a big bolt of lightning woke him up.
That happens to the best of us.
It does. Another very interesting thing, quote, "I think I'm the one Nostradamus predicted nobody could kill." He's very passionate about art. In fact, he loves his designs, but he says his mother sold some of his designs to Versace. So he's very, very bitter about that. And Ryan, what do you think's going on with him?
Well, it says here that he's kind of mad at the city because there's a lot of harassment towards his coming his way about painting on the streets without a permit. And I can see how that would be kind of annoying if you're so passionate about painting.
Yeah, if anything, it's a very sad fall from grace. This once wonderful street artist now arrested for stabbing a man, whether he was provoked or unprovoked. So there was this challenge that went around the internet, I think it was a couple months ago, called the Florida Man Birthday Challenge. So what you would do is you would type into Google search Florida Man and then your birthday, and whatever came up was your little personal Florida Man story. So we did that with our birthdays, and we're going to explain them to you right now.
So we found this website called FloridaManBirthdayChallenge.com, and what you can do, it has every single day of the year laid out, and you can just select your birthday. So when I checked out my birthday, which is August 21st, I got Florida Man uses fake ID, steals $41,000 in dental implants, and $10,000 for a French bulldog. This guy's name, Timothy Powell, who's 52 of Plantation, Florida, has $41,000 of new teeth and, obviously, like I said, $10,000 worth of a dog, which is pretty expensive. And what's worse is one of his victims, by the name of Harry Brenner, suffers from Alzheimer's. So what he did was use stolen identifications to try to apply for credit to get his teeth fixed. He did this through the Friedman Dental Group and filled out the credit card applications in early August. And he also used a fake Connecticut driver's license with the name of Harry Brenner. And he also provided Brenner's social security number. And Harry Brenner was actually the person who suffered from Alzheimer's. So what this man did was steal from this man who suffered from a disease and basically charged him $41,000 for his own dental implants. There's also a picture in the article here, and in the first picture, he's got probably single digits in teeth, and then the second one, he's got a nice set of teeth, all white, and all there as well.
So my birthday, May 8th, had this story. Florida man tries to cash a $368 billion check to start underwater restaurant. So this man, Jeff Waters, got a blank check from a guy, Tito. And Tito told him that he could put whatever amount of dollars on that check and it would work. So naturally, he chose hundreds of billions of dollars. And he was eventually approached by the police because it's a little bit suspicious to be cashing that big of a check. And he told the police, quote, "It has always been my dream to own the best Italian restaurant in the earth. I'm 10% Italian. Cooking authentic Italian food is in my blood." End quote. Waters said the restaurant would be 80 million square feet and seat 30 million people all at once. And he said it was going to be underwater, so, quote, people could look at sharks while they ate. I don't know about you, Ryan, but I would definitely want to eat at this restaurant. I'm very intrigued by how this would look.
Oh, yeah, me too. I would love to look at sharks while I ate.
Definitely. And the sheer size of that, 30 million people all at once, that's bigger than any city we have, I think, in the world. All in one little restaurant. I think that's great.
But think of the parking situation.
Ooh, that's true. Still, though, I think it would be worth it. So Waters was inevitably arrested, in part because of that, and in part because he had bath salts on him.
All right, for this next segment, we're going to take a look at a different state, Massachusetts. We're going to look at Massachusetts Man articles and see how they compare to Florida Man.
Our first story is Massachusetts man arrested for baiting razor blade with peanut butter in park. So this man would go around to, at a park, he would place razor blades coated in peanut butter on the trees and then watch as wildlife would interact with those. Some people said that squirrels were seen running up to it and coming in contact with the razor blade trying to catch the peanut butter. So as a result, he was charged with animal cruelty and reckless behavior.
Our next story is Massachusetts man sentenced for more than 1,600 pounds of THC edibles, THC wax, and marijuana seized in an I-80 stop. This Massachusetts man, Anthony Iovino, was stopped on Interstate 80 near Milford last year with almost a ton of THC edibles, wax, and some marijuana. He was sentenced to 90 days in jail for possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver. Iovino pleaded guilty, understandably. A trooper stopped Iovino for speeding as he headed east in a rented Dodge Caravan. He denied a request to search the minivan, but after he admitted he had a small amount of marijuana, troopers had probable cause to search it. Inside, they found 488 boxes, each containing 50 THC candy bars, plus 465 units of THC wax and 11 pounds of marijuana. They estimated the street value at $550,000. Understandably, the Nebraska State Patrol called it their largest seizure of edibles on record for their agency. James, how much is 1,600 pounds of edibles?
Well, it's equal to the weight of a fully grown cow, if that puts it in perspective. It's really just a stupid amount of edibles to have.
If you've ever seen a cow up close, you know that is a big number.
Our last story of the segment is this. Massachusetts man clings to hood of car for 3 miles in wild road rage incident. Two men on the Massachusetts Turnpike got into a minor accident and pulled over when the road rage incident ensued. One of the men got out of the car and the other stayed in his car. The man in the car started driving towards the man outside of his car, who was forced to then jump onto the hood and cling for life as the car drove upwards of 70 miles per hour on the highway. The driver tried everything he could to get the man off of his hood. He would drive wicked fast, then slow down, back and forth in this sort of herky-jerky way, trying to get him to fly off and lose his grip. Eventually, the driver got bogged down in traffic, and a man with a permit to carry a weapon approached the car and ordered him out of the car. From there, he was arrested by the police. So Ryan, how do you think this Massachusetts man compares to Florida man?
Well, it's definitely impressive to say the least. However, Florida man definitely takes the cake. I'd say the ones in Florida are just definitely generally crazier. And I feel like the ones in Massachusetts could happen anywhere. What are your thoughts, James?
I completely agree with you on this, Ryan. There's something missing about these Massachusetts man stories. They just lack the same insanity that goes on that I think can only go on in a place in Florida. And one other thing to note is that it did take us a lot more research to find these wilder Massachusetts man stories, whereas you can find so many Florida man stories.
Alright, thank you all for listening. Florida Man, World's Worst Superhero is produced by James Kayser and Ryan Prue. It is hosted by James Kayser and Ryan Prue. It's written by James Kayser and Ryan Prue. Researched by James Kayser and Ryan Prue. And directed by James Kayser and Ryan Prue.
Sound effects and music were supplied by the app Anchor. Special thanks to Miss Bryan. We'd like to thank our Florida Men, Timothy Powell, Jeff Waters, Christopher Norman, Jonathan Crenshaw, and Jorge Porto Sierra. Without them, this podcast would not be possible.
Next episode on Florida Man, World's Worst Superhero, we have Florida Man attempts to smoke crack in ICU, almost burns down hospital, and Florida Man attacks nephew over undercooked noodles, and more. But remember, what happens in Florida stays in Florida.